This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Psychologists say that the most productive emotion is the emotion of gratitude. You know, if in your heart you feel grateful, you will be very productive. You will be at the top of your game. You will be at your best. And successful people, as in people who are the heads of industry and who are CEOs and entrepreneurs, you know, successful by the definitions of man, they are people who will go to sleep and then wake up, and then before they wake up, the system is to kind of keep your eyes closed, and for the first couple of minutes, you just remember the favors that is in your life. You know, you go, thank God my eyes work, my body is working, alhamdulillah, I am alive, look, I have a bed, oh my God, I have a blanket, there's a roof over me, do you understand me? And as you go through this, it sets the tone for your day. And it's a tone of gratitude which builds success. Now, they have discovered this now, you know, in the 2000s. To be grateful. Now, let's look at your deen. And the deen of Muhammad, alayhi afdala salatu wa tammu taslim, when the Rasul was alive, it was in the desert. Now, the desert is very hot. The water is very scarce. With limited water, food is very scarce. With food, limited food, you're hungry, wealth is very scarce. And when the people from Mecca migrated to Medina, there wasn't much shelter either, because, and you see the Ashab al-Suffa, they used to be sitting, you know, sleeping outside. So, yet the Prophet taught these people with such little physical wealth, that before you wake up, or as you wake up, you say, huh? الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور. Thank you, Ya Rab, for giving me life after having taken it from me last night, and to you is my return. And you say it in Arabic, but you don't know its meaning. Your mom and dad taught you, and most of you don't even say it. I can vouch for you. But they were Arabs, you see. They spoke in their own language. So to him, it was, thank you, Ya Rab, for giving me life again. Not just wealth, life again. Can you imagine what it did to his psyche? And then he goes to the bathroom, he finishes. What does he say? Alhamdulillah, thank you, Ya Rab, for taking away the filth from me. He eats, alhamdulillah. He drinks, alhamdulillah. His whole life was gratitude. And psychologists say to be at the top of your game, as in be a more successful version of yourself, you need to be grateful. Do you see when I tell you that the deen was designed to make you successful, only you have... And have a look at this. I studied the life of successful, according to, you know, human definitions, you know, heads of industry, entrepreneurs, leaders of big institutions, prime ministers. I searched and researched their lives, and I found certain traits. You know, they are all early risers. They wake up very early, all of them, almost unanimous. They wake, I read, you know, between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock is their wake up time. Although work starts at 9. Yet they wake up early. So what do? They don't answer emails. They wake up and they meditate. Or they read what they call motivational texts. To inspire them for the rest of the day, to, you know, to pick them up. And what do you do, or what did the deen prescribe for you to do in the morning? After you have said, you know, your hamd, you wake up, you do your wudu, you stand in salah, and fajr is long recitations. of the most motivational text man is ever to know, the divine word of Allah Himself. And then you sit and do your wird, your adhkar. Try this for those of you who haven't. Try to sit and do your adhkar for 30 minutes, you know, before you go. See what it does to you for the rest of the day. I do my wird in the car in these days because, you know, Fajr is late. And I tell you, and I don't say this, you know, to blow my own trumpet, but by the time I get to work, my heart is dancing. Like, Allahu Akbar, let's go. Why? Because the deen was made to give you the best of this life and the best of the next.